Welcome back to the Sports Zone, everyone. Keith Kelly here with you. Going to talk some Wyoming Cowboy football coming off their win to start the Mountain West season in overtime over Hawaii and getting ready for Texas State. We've got sophomore cornerback Tyler Hall joining us here on the program. What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well.
That's great. When you get a 97-yard kickoff return for a touchdown in a crucial situation, you got to be doing pretty good, right?
Yeah, feeling pretty good.
Take me back through that, because just the play before, you had a roughing the kicker penalty, or not the play before, but that led to a Hawaii touchdown. What was your mindset going into that kickoff return? Were you pressing a little bit because you needed to make a big play to redeem yourself? What was kind of going through your mind there?
Well, we're coming off the field knowing that, you know, I had to roughing the kicker penalty in Hawaii. Well, I believe they got up on the lead. And, you know, I felt like they was starting to gain momentum. So, and I know I messed up. So I feel like I had an opportunity on kickoff return to make a big play and change the momentum of the ball game.
What did you see on that kickoff return? I believe I read a story where the actual, it was a kind of a middle return and you bounced it out to the outside. So what did you see leading up to that that led you to believe you would be able to get a big play?
Well, I know that their containment on us, they didn't set a heavy contain on the outside edge. So knowing going into that place up the middle that the outside would possibly open, and when I cut, I know I had 1 man to beat. So it was just my job to outrun him and hit the sideline.
I mean, you outrun him, man. Your speed was unbelievable. So if you lined up the fastest guys for the Cowboys on the goal line and had to go 100 yards, we saw how fast you were. Would you beat everybody on the team, or do you think somebody's got you?
I'm going to say I'm pretty sure I got it.
Heck yeah, man. I like that, man. Yeah, I mean, you were flying down that sideline. And the thing was, too, you know, I'm sitting there in the stands watching the game, and it got everybody back into the game as well. Things were kind of a little bit of a lull. You ran it back, and everything changed, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like it was a big spark in the game, and I was just thankful, just happy that I could help my teammates out in a game like that.
So when you get a roughing the kicker penalty, obviously you're down in the dumps. Do you think the Hawaii kicker sold it a little bit, though?
I thought when I first seen it, I thought he sold it. But when I went back to watch film on it, I believe that I did hit him in his leg. And
okay,
they were going to call it regardless if he fell or not. So
right,
it was a poor angle by me. I was just trying to make the play. I probably was so anxious get the block, I didn't use my technique and come off the edge correctly and flat.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
So, looking back at the film, it was a rush from the kicker.
Do you feel, though, that the coaches are a little more forgiving on those types of penalties? Because, yeah, you are just trying to make a play and you're still going hard at it. It wasn't one of those really mental errors on a personal foul. Are those types of plays a little more forgiving, you think?
I would say it was just because of the fact that, you know, I was trying to block the kick, but it still was a bad play, you know, in the situation like that at that point in time of the game, allowing them, you know, to actually get points on the board rather than just 3 points.
How big did it feel to get that win, to start off conference season on the right foot at home, regardless of who you were playing or whether it was overtime? That was a much needed win for you guys, was it not?
Most definitely, it was, you know, a great start to the Mountain West Conference. Each game, you know, is a big game when your conference play. So to go out and get the first dub in conference play is a big momentum for the team going forward.
How do you feel like you guys as a defensive unit have prepared this season through four games? I mean, you've seen a little bit of everything with the teams you've played this year. Do you feel like the defense has been improved from last season's team that went out there?
Most definitely. I feel like our defense is maturing just on the basic fact of, you know, no matter if they do get a first down, it's just continue to just fight. Like, for example, when, you know, we was backed up in our own red zone, and when Dewey had the big interception play, you know, our defense would go out there and fight. And I feel like with the experience our defense brings, and that's what we're going to bring out.
you know, I know you guys as a defense want to have that perfect game, and I don't know if anybody can have a perfect game as a defense, but you know, you gave up a lot of yards, but those big plays you guys continually make. You mentioned Dewey's pick, Cash with the tip ball off the tip drill, getting the interception. You guys just find ways to make plays and get the football. Where does that come from, do you think?
I believe that they just started in fall camp. You know, a big emphasis on our defense this year was, you know, to score touchdowns, make the total turnover and score touchdowns. And I believe going through fall camp and going through the season, that's what we've been doing. And this is only improving and getting better each day.
You mentioned scoring touchdowns. Would you rather have a kickoff return for a touchdown or a pick six, Tyler?
Ooh, that's a haul. I'm going to say I'm a defensive guy. I like the pick six.
Okay. I thought that you would go that way. I mean, kickoff returns are awesome, but man, you talk about a pick six, everybody gets fired up in that situation. I mean, I bet the defense gets all kinds of crazy there.
Most definitely, yeah. Pick six, that would be a great feeling.
Heck yeah. So you see Cash out there with the cast, big club on his right hand and everything. No doubts he was going to come up with that interception, right?
Most definitely. I have all faith and trust in Cash. When the ball is in the air and I've seen Cash get it, when I seen Cash locating the ball, I knew he was going to intercept it.
But how hard, I mean, to put yourself in that position, Tyler, I don't know if you've had to play with a cast on your hand or anything like that, but as a defensive back, you probably wouldn't be able to be out there with a cast on your hand, right?
I haven't probably seen that. I'm pretty sure, based on the fact that, you know, you have to play the ball, I'm pretty
right.
sure a cast won't be the best thing to be out there playing with, you know, based on trying to get interceptions and whatnot. So.
But I'm saying that makes what he did a little all the more impressive because he was able to make the grab out there. I mean, that's you got to have pretty good hand-eye coordination, all that, to come up with that, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that was a big play by Cash. You know, mm-hmm. Cash is starting to mature and, you know, become one of the strong points in our defense, and as years go by, he's only getting better and maturing.
So I'm talking to Cash a little bit later on today. What's one thing that I should ask him that you think he'd get a kick out of answering?
Oh, let's see.
I mean, his mustache game's pretty strong right now, right?
Yeah. The big kick out of that is if he had the chance, you think would he have took that interception all the way to the touchdown?
Okay, I'll ask him that. In a different situation, unlike overtime, if he would have taken
yeah.
it back. All right, I'll ask
yeah.
him that one, definitely.
You think he would have took it all the way if he wasn't in overtime.
All right, I definitely will do that. Tyler Hall joining us here in the Sports Zone. So real quickly on Texas State, they have a transfer quarterback that Coach Bull was saying, a highly recruited guy, five-star guy at one point from Mississippi State. It kind of starts with him. Early impressions of what Texas State's going to throw you guys?
You know, Texas State, good team, you know, even though they're I wouldn't say a lower level, but, you know, pretty much people say a game that we should win, but you can't go into the week like just thinking you're going to win because, you know, that's when we slip up and we start missing our assignments. So going into the game, you just got to stay focused and just do what we do best and just play at our peak.
Awesome stuff. Tyler, it was such a pleasure talking to you. Congrats on that touchdown and big momentum swing there, and we'll see you on Saturday for Texas State. Thank you so much for the time.
Appreciate it. Have a good one.